It's time to find out what's on the agenda for the Auckland Pride Festival.
Yes, that's right. It's February, which means it's the Auckland Pride Festival. It kicked off over the weekend, and we've got special guests every Wednesday at 8:40 this month running us through what's on the agenda for the Auckland Pride Festival. Today we're joined by Hamiora Bailey. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I am awake.
Awake?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm good.
Oh, awesome.
I'm caffeinated, yep. I'm hydrated, and I'm here, honey.
That's wonderful. You're the director of Auckland Pride, so you're pretty important in the whole scheme of things this month.
Don't tell anyone, it's a secret.
You must be very busy now that everything's kicked off.
I mean, you know, we have a great team. The Open Access Festival and the Proud Centres are led by amazing community organisers. Mm-hmm. So we have our own programs like Te Timatanga, which kicked us off, Anito, which is next week from the 12th to the 14th at Q Theatre, Splorex Pride on the 21st, and then our closing event Out of the Gutter. So those are produced in-house by incredible divas, but the festival in its kind of heft and breadth and depth is really a community affair. So we're really lucky that we get to participate alongside our community as well.
So much exciting stuff on the agenda this month. But I thought we could talk a little bit about the theme for this year, Ngā Urie, which is essentially about sort of being the descendants of a long-running movement, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was really born out of genuine relationship, I think, that was kind of deepened following last year's festival and the incredible support from our Rōpū Māori. Mm-hmm. So Grayson Goff, Pona Mururawhi, Koka Fleur, Fire Alice, Fire Eunice, Fire Karen, Fire Taniko, kind of these amazing matriarchs that just ensured that, I guess, the tāhuhu or the ridge of our whare was stable. Mm-hmm. After the 2025 festival. And so it really kind of lifted us up as a team and as an organisation, and really made us feel like we're a part of something greater. Mm. And then the 40th anniversary of homosexual law reform, of course, is in 2026. So it's the kind of coalescing of both a lived experience for us as an organisation and then, I guess, part of belonging to our rainbow ecology and really wanting to celebrate our elders. I think there's a lot of work that the organisation and the festival needs to do to, you know, really ensure that that intergenerational programming is happening and that mm-hmm. those relationships are extending beyond just our tari. But that's kind of what the challenge for Ngā Urie is for all of us. Mm. It's to really ground in the education, the mātauranga, the tuku ihotanga, and realise that, you know, more than a festival, Pride is a movement. So, yeah.
Hard out. And, like, such a beautiful thing to be able to look back at the whakapapa of Pride in Aotearoa, but also abroad and everywhere, the Pride sort of movement. And I know that there's a lot of sort of intersecting organisations in Aotearoa. I think about, you know, the history of No Pride in Prisons mm-hmm. and how that sort of came out of the Pride movement and has shaped mm-hmm. a lot of how we go about organising Pride stuff today. What are some things that are top of your mind when you go about the sort of programming and working on the theme each year?
I think for us we always try and ensure that the theme is relevant to the needs of our membership. Mm. So it's funny you talk about Papa, because Emmy, we just made Emmy a life member at the last AGM.
Hell yeah.
So that was definitely part of us considering what the, I guess, story arc for the programming is. Mm-hmm. We like to really try and have a strong advocacy arm in what we're doing. Mm. You know, our people have always used art as storytelling. They've always used kind of the festival or the parade or, you know, hero as an opportunity to bring people together. So we too take on that challenge each year. Mm. It's always a consideration of what we've learned from the previous festival, what's going on in the zeitgeist, and how we as an organisation can be agile and responsive to it.
Mm.
But also through our own programming, you know, what we hope to achieve. Pride Connects this year, as part of Ngā Urie Year, looks to connecting us across Te Moana Nui Ākiwa. So we're bringing over Justin Shoulder and Wikitoria Hunt, who Justin started Monster Gras in Sydney, which was, I would say, kind of a challenge to Mardi Gras.
Mm.
But for 7 years, he's been researching Filipino mythologies and has kind of gone from a kind of club experience now into, you know, theatre and live art. And so there's a real opportunity for us in getting all the club nights. You know, there's so many rangatahi who are so passionate and so amazing at what they do, to kind of see that they're not far off from actually creating these really full worlds and these full immersive theatre experiences. So we're always really intentional as well with our theatre offering and the theme. And so there's a balance of what does our membership need, what do we think will rally our communities, what's important to us as an organisation, and then what's something we hope to achieve. And I feel like with Ngā Uriia, there's this real kind of democratisation in that, which is happening. You know, I would say this program really does feel kind of the most comprehensive. So it's been a year for us of just really celebrating our communities in their own leadership and their own determination, because they're killing it. To be honest, yeah,
beautiful. Yeah, the lineup of stuff on this month is so unbelievably stacked, and I'm sure that asking you this is going to be like having to pick your favorite child. But are there any particular things this month that are like you're very, very excited for?
Oh gosh, I think what
not
the,
to put you on the spot.
I know. It's so hard. Well, I mean, this week's Beer Week, and the beers are just—they've been in the program, you know, even before Auckland Pride during Hero. You know, they were a staple of our program. I think it's an incredible program. So check out Beer Week. It's the yellow twofold page in your print program, available at all Proud Centres. I think what the D-List is doing is really special. Radical Movement are holding a lot of just really grounding physical workshops for our people to move, to be about. The Charlotte Museum, you know, speaking of whakapapa and history, always have a really generous offering in the program. So, yeah, I'm really honoured, I guess, by our collectives and our communities that kind of take up the mantle and organise around the theme. Voya is going to be happening within the festival, which again is one of those kind of young club nights that's popped up. So Jordan has been amazing to work with. And then Out of the Gutter, I think, is kind of our clearest articulation of what we mean by Ngā Uriia. So that'll be on the 28th of February, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Beresford Square. Beresford Square is a site that our people have always gathered for the coming out day balls historically. So it's kind of an opportunity for us to stomp our tapuwae again and really kind of embody the theme. Ramon Te Wake is returning to the stage after a kind of like a 10-year unofficial hiatus from music. So as a leader and as someone that we kind of all know and look up to, I'm really excited to just celebrate her and her talent. Tairoa Royale, who was the last director of the last Hero Party, will be returning to the stage for a tribute lip sync. Janae Henry, Tyrone, Hugo Girls. So I really think, Out of the Gutter will be, you know, such a beautiful way to close out the festival. And maybe not my favourite child, but the one that I know that I can have the most fun with.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Hey, thank you so much for coming up for a Kōrero e Hoa.
Thank you.
So nice to hear a little bit more about the theme this year. We've been chatting with Hamiora Bailey, who is Director of Auckland Pride. Head over to Auckland Pride's website, aucklandpride.org.nz, to see what's on this month. You can also pick up a program at the Proud Centres, yeah?
Yep.
Wonderful. Get out there and see some stuff this month. Yeah, thank you so much for coming up.
Mauri ora.
Thank you.
You just heard from an artist, organiser, performer, or another important person from the Auckland Pride Festival. Nice.